I always thought it would be cool if you could go back and listen to the day-to-day of today's highest achievers as it happened, as opposed to 30 years later after they've made it. I believe there's a giant disconnect between ground zero and the top floor, because we only see the top floor, and the top floor only talks about the top. You know, how valuable would that be? And so it goes without saying, but I believe I'll make it there. And this is the documented journey through each level. My name is Bryson Sessions, and you are listening to The Bed Podcast. All right, we got two topics for today. First topic is I just bought a shit ton of things for my new place. That's it. Second topic. So what is Parkinson's Law? This has to do with time management. And I'm going to try this out tomorrow and we'll see what happens. So I'll report back tomorrow. I'll let you know how it goes tomorrow. Or I guess you'd hear this. Yeah. So Parkinson's Law is an old adage. It's from the book The Economist. So Cyril Northcote Parkinson, in the book The Economist that he wrote in 1955. It's the Parkinson's Law states that work expands to fill the time allotted for its completion. So if you give somebody a day to do something, it'll take them a day to do it. If you give someone 10 months to do it, it'll take them 10 months. And so I guess in the book, I haven't read it, I'm just reading a little thing right now. But in the book, there's a woman that spends, or excuse me, he shares a story of a woman whose only task in a day is to send a postcard. And the woman spends an hour trying to find the card, another half an hour looking for her glasses, 90 minutes writing the card, 20 minutes deciding whether or not to take an umbrella along her walk to the mailbox, and on until her day is filled. And this task would take a busy person approximately 3 minutes. And honestly, like, think about sending a postcard. So, I mean, I don't know if people do really do that anymore, but just think about that, you know? I don't know about 3 minutes. You got to drive to the fucking place, but whatever. So, yeah, Parkinson's Law, work expands to fill the time allotted for its completion. So today I woke up for the fourth or fifth day in a row and took an ice bath, which it's been such a game changer in the evenings for me, because now I don't have to even think about doing it. It's just done and I'm done. But part of the reason why I wanted to do it in the morning was so I didn't expend energy trying to worry about doing it, and then I do it, and then I have to get out of the shower and dry off, blah, 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 in the middle of the evening, because I'm going to bed later, yada, yada, yada. But right now, that's my finger hitting the desk. Right now, it's 8:30 p.m. I need to go to bed 30 minutes ago, and I probably should go to bed even a little bit earlier than that to wake up earlier to hit the ice bath. Which I saw a video today on Instagram, and people were freaking the fuck out that this guy, Cole DeSilva, on Instagram, wakes up at 3 a.m. They're like, oh no, he's lying. Nobody does that. Dude, that fucking, oh, that boggles my brain. How is that so unbelievable, dude? How have we reached a point where waking up not at 7, but at 3 is just so unbelievable that people are calling other people out for being liars? First of all, who gives a fuck? Second of all, okay, anyway, that's that. I just don't get it sometimes, dude. But anyway, and it's 8:30 right now. I need to go to bed a half hour ago. And the things that I do after work, I go to the gym right after work, and I come home, and I'm usually home about 4 or 4:30. So from 4 to 7, I consider that, quote, overtime. From 7 to 8, I get ready for bed. So I have 3 full hours to work on shit. That's 3 hours to get a podcast done, to read up on whatever I'm trying to read up on, to develop any kind of product that I'm working on, or to look more into the supplement, to figure out if there's more ingredient research that I can look into, and figure out if there's whatever. And it seems like I wait until 30 minutes after I need to go to bed to do the shit. And good Lord, it's so annoying. Because what am I doing? You know? So I'm 30 minutes after I'm supposed to be done with the day. As a matter of fact, an hour and a half after I'm supposed to be done doing all the extra stuff that I do per day, and then get ready for bed. Because I want to have an hour to just not worry about shit, dude. And I can totally have that, but I'm just not managing my time well. And that's all that is. So I think what I'm going to do starting tomorrow, I'm going to see what happens. I'm going to test this theory. I'm going to give myself timestamps. I guess timestamps. Who gives a shit, dude? I'm just going to give myself time frames or time chunks to get the podcast done, and then to get one other thing done, and then to get, I don't know. So I'm going to get home, Fuck it, dude. Let's write it down. Let's be proactive about this. Let's get it. Let's get it going. Because what the fuck? Hold on. You're gonna keep alive. I'm gonna get a notebook. Hold on. All right. So we're probably going to get home tomorrow around 4 p.m. So from 4 p.m. to about 4:15, we're going to unpack lunch, wash dishes, my dishes, eat something. Okay, so first 15 minutes after I'm home, 4:15 to 5, record podcast. Somewhere in that time frame, we're gonna get it done. And I'm not even trying to be specific on the time frame. I'm just writing till 5, get it done before 5. So that means written, uploaded, scheduled, whatever. Written, uploaded, scheduled. Okay, so from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. You know what? 5 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. Read until learn something new. So that's 5 to 5:30. 5:30. So read until I learn something new, which I'm still reading, thinking fast and slow. 5:30 to, we'll say 6:30 is going to be study Hormozi 100 million dollar offers. Come up with ideas. And I am out of room on this sticky note, so we're gonna make a second one. And I just smudged it to all hell. Great. 6:30 to 7:30. What are we gonna do? We're gonna do 6:30 to 6:45 mini break. Probably take a nap. Actually, I don't know. 6:45 to 7:15. Let's see. What are we working on at the moment? Let's work on the podcast cover. Gone podcast cover and slogan ideas. And then from 7:15 to 8, get ready for bed and eat dinner. Okay, we got the whole day planned out. I'm not going to edit any of that because that's literally what I just came up with on the spot. It's a documentation podcast, so it's important that document. So that's what we're doing. Because, dude, I have so much time to get stuff done, and I wait till the last minute. I wait till I'm late, you know? That's so frustrating. What am I doing? I'm very frustrated with myself. Dude, what am I doing, you know? So that's what we're going to do. Parkinson's law states that work expands to fill the time allotted for its completion. So I just gave myself 15 minutes to get home from work, or to get unpacked from my lunchbox and whatever, clean my dishes, grab something to eat. And then I'm giving myself 45 minutes to record a show, to write about it, to upload it, and to be done. And I'm giving myself a half hour to read and to learn just one thing. Could be even a new word. Just learn something. And then 5:30 to 6:30, I'm going to study 100 Million Dollar Offers by Alex Hormozi. It's a great book. It's so valuable that it's almost like every page has something, and I read through it kind of quick, and so I feel like I have to go back and dissect everything because it's got a lot in there. So that's a full hour. And then 6:30 to 6:45, take a little break. 6:45 to 7:15, which is a half hour. Come up with more slogan ideas for the podcast, and then the podcast cover, work on that as well. And from 7:15 to 8, so that's half hour. So 45 minutes, get ready for bed, eat, yada, yada. Be in bed by 8. We got to add that in there. Be in bed by 8 p.m. So that's, I just wrote it down. I'm planning on that. I'm going to work for that, so we'll see what happens. So that's the show, because my time management is asshole, and there is no way I'll make it anywhere if I can't manage my time. So with that being said, thank you guys for listening. This one was a little, this one was a little bit different, but I'm just shooting from the hip. That's the show. Just meant to be a quick documentary on whatever I'm doing. Documentation, I should say, on whatever I'm doing. Okay, real quick, I got one more thing. You know how people, you know how there's The Last Dance with Michael Jordan, how it's all documented, and they documented his last whatever season. I haven't watched it, I don't know. But they document it, and they have the interviews and the stuff, and it looks nice and professional. Nobody's ever done that before they were anything, right? So if I started doing that now, putting some time and effort into making a nice, high-quality production, if you will, of a behind-the-scenes, that would be cool as fuck to look back on in 20 years, you know? And nobody's done it. Nobody's had a documentary team or whatever follow them around to record their daily life when they weren't shit. That'd be pretty cool. Nobody's done it. So maybe I'll do that. That's just an idea I had. So anyway, now it's the show. I always say that, but that's a show piece. Hey, thanks for listening. And a quick reminder here. So this podcast doesn't prioritize professionalism or quality at all. It's just meant to be a shoot from the hip type podcast with the intent just to get a quick message out. So some episodes might be inaudible in 30 seconds and others might be 45 minutes and super crisp sounding. So all these are being made so that by episode 7,305, which is 20 years, we can come back and see the entire playbook of how I made it to wherever I'm going. So thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it. I'll talk to you soon.